Jesus said, "And when you fast, do not look gloomy like the hypocrites, for they disfigure their faces that their fasting may be seen by others. Truly I say to you, they have received their reward. But when you fast, anoint your head and wash your face, that your fasting may not be seen by others, but by your Father who is in secret. And your Father who sees in secret will reward you. Do not lay up for yourselves treasures on earth where moth and rust destroy, and where thieves break in and steal. But lay up for yourselves treasures in heaven, where neither moth nor rust destroys, and where thieves do not break in and steal. For where your treasure is, there your heart will be also. The eye is the lamp of the body. So if your eye is healthy, your whole body will be full of light. But if your eye is bad, your whole body will be full of darkness. If then the light in you is darkness, how great is the darkness? No one can serve two masters, for either he will hate the one and love the other, or he will be devoted to the one and despise the other. You cannot serve God and money. Therefore I tell you, do not be anxious about your life, what you will eat or what you will drink, nor about your body, what you will put on. Is not life more than food, and the body more than clothing? Look at the birds of the air. They neither sow nor reap nor gather into barns, and yet your heavenly Father feeds them. Are you not of more value than they? And which of you, by being anxious, can add a single hour to his span of life? And why are you anxious about clothing? Consider the lilies of the field, how they grow. They neither toil nor spin, yet I tell you, even Solomon in all his glory was not arrayed like one of these. But if God so clothes the grass of the field, which today is alive and tomorrow is thrown into the oven, will he not much more clothe you, O you of little faith? Therefore do not be anxious, saying, what shall we eat, or what shall we drink, or what shall we wear? For the Gentiles seek after all these things, and your heavenly Father knows that you need them. But seek first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things will be added to you. Therefore, do not be anxious about tomorrow, for tomorrow will be anxious for itself. Sufficient for the day is its own trouble. O Lord, have mercy on us.
Thanks be to God.
Teach me your way, O Lord, that I may walk in your truth.
Your word is a lamp to my feet, and a light to my path.
Unite my heart to fear your name, that I may walk in your truth.
Your word is a lamp to my feet, and a light to my path.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
Your word is a lamp to my feet, and a light to my path.
In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. St. Paul's words to us from 1 Timothy last week, urging godliness with contentment and warning against the love of money, serve almost as a preface to Jesus' teaching, which we heard in the reading from St. Matthew. Despite the similar topic, though, there is a difference in emphasis. In what Jesus says, he causes us to reflect on the faithlessness of anxiety in contrast to the peace that comes with faith. Do not be anxious about your life, he says, what you will eat, or what you will drink, or what you will wear. O you of little faith, your heavenly Father knows you need them all. Seek first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things will be added to you. In his sermon, Jesus shows that worrying and being anxious are sins. That's not the way we usually think of them, but Jesus reveals them as a failure to trust that God is both loving and faithful. If you truly believe that God is who he is and will do what he says he will do, would you worry about food or clothing or any number of other things about which God has given you his word? There'd be no reason. Jesus said, I am with you always, to the very end of the age. The blessed apostle assures us that for those who love God, all things work together for good, eternal good, for those who are called according to his purpose. Also, that he who did not spare his own son, but gave him up for us all, will with him also graciously give us all things. With such great promises, why worry? Even from a pragmatic perspective, and as Americans, but does it work is often our bottom line. Even from a pragmatic perspective, Jesus says worry is foolish. He asks, which of you, by being anxious, can add a single hour to his span of life? And the answer, of course, is no one. You can't worry yourself an additional hour of life any more than you can worry yourself an extra inch of height. And look around at the people in this world who aren't Christians, theological Gentiles, to use a category of first century Judaism. Are they all starving or naked? Of course not. That's because God is good and faithful. He knows that his creatures need food and shelter, and therefore he opens his hands and satisfies the desire of every living thing. So there's no need to worry, no purpose in being anxious. But you worry and are anxious anyway, right? O you of little faith, Jesus says. And his judgment is just. We are stingy in our trust in God. He has prepared a treasure for us in heaven. An eternal home where we will live in righteousness, innocence, and blessedness. It's such a wonderful place that even with divine revelation, St. John lacked the ability to describe all the wonders positively and had to settle for saying what's not there: death, or mourning, or crying, or pain. So what's to be done? Repent. Recognize that your worry and anxiety are not compatible with faith, but rather reveal a sinful distrust of God. So repent and cling to the gospel. Attend to God's word. Wallow in his promises. Let them overwhelm and drown your doubts. He truly is, as the apostle writes, able to do immeasurably more than all that you ask or imagine. and be assured that he will. Because he who did not spare his own son, but gave him up for us all, will surely also with him graciously give us all things. He gave the best that he had, the bright jewel of his crown, his beloved son, his dearest treasure, gave him to be crucified for you, to rescue you from your sin, even from your lack of trusting in him. His great and gracious promises create and renew and sustain the very faith by which you lay up for yourselves treasures in heaven. Because his promises are sure, whoever believes in him will not be put to shame. He has loved you with an everlasting love. Therefore, he will continue his faithfulness to you. So then, to him who is able to do far more abundantly than all that we ask or think, according to the power at work within us, to him be glory in the church and in Christ Jesus throughout all generations, forever and ever. Amen. The peace of God, which passes all understanding, keep your hearts and minds in Christ Jesus our Lord, to life everlasting.